The day Dad's package came, I skateboarded home from school as usual. I could probably get home faster if I walked because I always fall off my skateboard about 500 times on the way. But when I started skateboarding at the beginning of this school year, I used to fall off about 1,000 times, so that's progress, isn't it? I slid and skidded up our driveway and finally crashed on the front lawn, and then I let my dog Boing Boing out of the side yard where he sleeps and scratches himself all day. Boing Boing is a big mutt. I would never have named him or any dog Boing Boing, but he started out as Mom's dog. He sleeps in my bed, so he's really more my dog now, but Mom won't change his name. So guess who gets stuck running around the neighborhood yelling, "Boing Boing! Come here, Boing Boing!" I sound like a video game. That day, Boing Boing flew out of the side yard gate, like he always does, and he knocked me down with his wet kisses and huge paws. That's why I didn't hear Mrs. Cleveland coming and why I jumped when she suddenly snapped, "Child!" Mrs. Cleveland is the plump old African-American lady who lives next door. She wears black socks with white tennis shoes, and she spends her days walking up and down the block jiggling other people's doorknobs and making sure that garages and mailboxes are firmly shut. I sat up on the lawn and squinted up at her. "Huh? Is your daddy still overseas?" she demanded. He's in Scotland. Glasgow, Scotland, it's the capital," I stammered. "Well, that's overseas," she sniffed. "You're going to want to check your mail then," she said, before she turned and marched off using one of her late husband's golf clubs as a walking stick. As usual, Mrs. Cleveland was right. I had gotten a large envelope from Dad covered with lots of colorful Scottish stamps. Whenever Dad sends a letter or something, I always spend a moment studying the stamps, trying to imagine what the post office looked like where Dad bought them and licked them and stuck them on. I try to picture what the weather might be like over there and where Dad goes after he drops my package into the mail slot. Most days, I know, he goes to the restaurant where he cooks because he's a chef. A really good one, too. My dad can cook anything. The place he works in Glasgow, Scotland, is a Mexican cafe. And even though he's not Mexican, he told me that the Scottish people are starved for good Mexican food. At least that's what he said when he left home 3 years ago. I try not to think about that day. In my bedroom, Boing Boing sniffed and licked at Dad's package until I opened up the big puffy envelope. Inside, wrapped in blue paper that said, "Happy Birthday!" all over, was a flat parcel that I figured out was supposed to be my birthday present. 4 weeks early. Dad's usually within a month or two. He never remembers my exact birthday, but that's okay. I bet he's got a lot on his mind. I immediately knew what was in the wrapping paper because Dad always sends me the same present. 2 issues of Monsters and Maniacs. "What? You've never heard of Monsters and Maniacs? What planet did you grow up on? It's only the greatest literature in the history of the world. Monsters and Maniacs is a comic book all about zombies and vampires and madmen and stuff. It's got demons, like in issue 113. The gates of hell are under my bed. Giant spiders, issue 49. 6 hairy legs and 6 feet tall. Aliens, issue 85, on my planet, you'd be lunch. And the occasional headless babysitter. Issue 136, what have you done with my children? I loved them even before I could read the words because the pictures were just so cool. Then when we learned the alphabet in first grade, I'd run home from school every day and practice reading them. My happiest memories always involve Monsters and Maniacs. Back when Dad was still living here, for instance, I used to grab a stack of issues and read that stack from top to bottom. Afterward, I'd go downstairs and Dad would grill me a cheese sandwich and he'd let me flip it on the griddle. Those were good times. I wasn't in any hurry to open up Dad's issues of Monsters and Maniacs because I knew I had them already. I get every issue the moment it hits the racks at the Comic Soup, the store where I spend all my allowance. Instead, I opened the card that was taped to the present. On the cover, above a picture of a boy sailing a boat, It said, "Oh, good heaven, you're going to be 11. 10, Dad, I'm going to be 10, I groaned, as if he were in the room with me. Then I opened the card and read where he had written, "Happy birthday, Charlie." And below that, he had scribbled the 10 words that kicked off this whole horrible chain of events. What are you going to do for your big day?